A woman charged in the murder of her family in Carnation will not face the death penalty. That's the decision from the King County prosecutor in the state's case against Michelle Anderson. It is a case that hooks into the debate here about capital punishment. KUOW's Liz Jones reports.
A jury has already found Michelle Anderson's former boyfriend, Joseph McEnroe, guilty of the murders. Anderson now faces prosecution as an accomplice. During a news conference, King County Prosecutor Dan Satterberg painted McEnroe as a monster.
The evidence in that case revealed that McEnroe fired the fatal shot in 5 of the 6 murders. And it was McEnroe who made the decision to kill the children, Olivia Anderson, age 5, and Nathan Anderson, age 3.
Satterberg alleges McEnroe and Anderson worked together, and she's equally responsible for the crimes. So he says Anderson's maximum penalty should be equal to what a jury gave McEnroe last month. It declined the death penalty, opting instead for life in prison without possibility of parole. The murders occurred on Christmas Eve, nearly 8 years ago, and questions around the death penalty have caused delays. Satterberg says the victims' families are exhausted and support his decision.
They want to get their life back, and they're looking forward to the day that they no longer have to wake up and think about this case.
Across the country, death sentences and executions have sharply declined since the 90s. That's according to the Death Penalty Information Center, a nonprofit in Washington, D.C. Washington Governor Jay Inslee has put a moratorium on executions here, and state lawmakers continue to push proposals to eliminate the death penalty. Seattle attorney Tim Ford specializes in defending death row inmates. He sees a key reason for growing opposition to capital punishment.
The exonerations through DNA primarily are the biggest driver of public opinion nationally, and I think here as well.
He says when innocent people are discovered on death row, it strikes a nerve. Michelle Anderson is expected to face a jury trial in the fall. I'm Liz Jones, KUOW News.